go. Day four today. So, yep, we're excited about the spring semester, getting all the students back, a little energy back to campus. So we're off and running. We did, and we had some changes. So this year, the 2024 year, Ben Lashley will be not the board chair. He had been serving that for about the last 3 years and had done a fantastic job. But Cindy Duncan had a broken bow, had served as the vice chair for the last 3 years. She will now be your chair. And then one of the newer board members, Kim Corgan there, McCook, a second year, so I've got a sophomore board member. She stepped up and will be your vice chair for 2024. Kirk Crowley out of Broken Bow will be your secretary treasurer. And then Matt Rose, alum of McCook and a great board member, is the assistant secretary treasurer again. So he's the only one that stayed in his current seat. But that's all McCook and Broken Bow for 2024.
After that, you had anything on the MCC form indicating conflicts, anything there?
Yep, nothing there. And so that's just a thing we do annually required by state law. That any board members that have any type of potential conflict of interest, you know, let's say they own a construction company and we put the things out for bid, you know, and had they gotten that, they have to disclose that there could be a potential conflict, make sure that they're not voting on anything that would require their vote. So that's just something that we have to do by state law. And so we gave them the forms and asked that they complete those and either hand them in before they leave or bring them back to us in February.
Open forum had a couple of things there.
We did. So Dylan Levant was the he's the treasurer for the North Platte Student Success or Student Senate. Attended last night for Reese. Reese plays all basketball for North Platte, and they had a game last night against Lamar. So Dylan showed up and just pretty much said, "We're back. We're off and running. It's early in the spring semester, so." You know, basketball teams are obviously continuing their seasons, and that was just about it. So just nice to have him show up and be a student rep. Gracie there from McCook was unable to attend, so Dylan kind of carried the show for him.
And then you had just a few other ones as well?
Yep, so Tammy Higgins, new Business Community Education Administrative Assistant. So Marlene Goodenberger does that role in McCook, and so Tammy Higgins is the one in North Platte. So excited to have her. She's also an alum of Mid Plains and had spent some time in Ogallala and now is commuting from Gothenburg. So we're excited to have her. She's excited to be back in the education field, and she'll do a great job leading the Business Community Education and directing traffic for that department as they continue to enroll a lot of public people. So excited for Tammy to be there. And then Ted, obviously, thanked Ben for his years of service as the board chair. Ben will continue on. He's got 3 years left of his current term, and he does a fantastic job, and I see Ben continuing for quite a while yet as a Mid-Plains board member.
You had a couple of action items as well last night.
We did. So consent agenda, obviously, just the routine stuff, the minutes and the financial report. Also, again, January, they do an annual affirmation of policies, just saying we agree with the board policy. We are affirming that it's current, and we'll follow it. And then we got into the actual regular action items. Obviously, they approved the bills each month, and so about $2.7 million, which included quite a bit of construction progress payments yet on the East Campus, and then we're winding down on the Health and Science Center as far as those payments, and if there's one left in North Platte, then it is done. We did move some meetings around, and so Valentine, it will be the community campus meeting in May. We always meet at community campus in May, and so this time it will be Valentine, moving that back to May 22nd from May 15th. We anticipate we've got a couple of staff members who might have kids at state track on the 15th, and so we decided to move that to alleviate that conflict. Canceling the June meeting, which we've done for the last 3 or 4 years. September is the budget, so to fall in line with the budget process of the state, we push that back to the 25th of September from the 18th. And then in October, I'm going to be at a national meeting for the board that I'm a national board I'm on. So we're going to move that from the 16th to the 23rd. So a couple deviations from our regular meeting schedule, but those are all on our website. So if someone wants to go see what our schedule is, then go to mpcc.edu, click on About Board of Governors, and they'll find the meeting schedule for 2024. So open to the public. We always welcome the public to come in and share their thoughts with the board.
Also, you had some things with the purchasing, some things for McDonald Belton building as well in North Platte.
Well, when we did the remodel back 22 years ago already, which is hard to believe, the fall of 2002, there was just some windows and doors on the south side that were not updated, so they're original, 52 years old now, I think, is what their age is, and so it's created some HVAC issues, heating and cooling on that side of the facility, so we're going to upgrade those, get them sealed in, better quality windows, so we can take care of that, some comfort and some offices. So we'll do that. Larry's Glass at North Platte was the low bidder, and so he will do that sometime between May and August. When school's out until school starts is his window, and he said he can meet that, so Larry's Glass will be providing that service. And then we did move on to the Mid Plains Faculty Association negotiate agreement. So again, the cost of doing business, another process we do every year or two. And so our goal is to always be right there with our peers, which we look at as, you know, Northeast, Central, Southeast, and Western. And so staying right there at the midpoint, we don't want to give it too far ahead or too far behind. And so this agreement, the 4.25% total compensation increase, continues to stick us right there in the middle, which is where we want to be. So board did approve that. And then finally, the Genzibar financial aid software package. We have to have a software package that helps us package a federal financial aid and award it, make sure all the I's are dotted, T's are crossed. And so our current system was sunsetting as far as the support goes because it was getting to the end of life. And so we are moving to a Genzibar product, which is the same as what we have for most of our student information system. And actually the cost is at or just a little below what we were paying for the previous software. So we award between $4 and $5 million a year between Pell, SEOG, and direct and indirect student loans. So just a good, I guess just to say good, it's just the cost of doing that business to make sure we stay in compliance with the federal government.
You know, speaking of McDonald Belton Gym, I would just want to mention that McDonald Belton up in North Platte and the Graff Event Center here in McCook, the two college gyms, are going to be hosting not only their college games, they've been pretty busy with that, but you got high school basketball tournaments. I know North Platte Community College has the SPVA this week and the Southwest Conference next week, and then the RPEC tournament championship consolations on the 27th. So I know you're glad to have high school games on those two sites as well, aren't you?
Absolutely, and I misspoke earlier, so Daniel did stick a note from me. It says RPAC starts this weekend, but we don't host until next week because I said that we host down there too earlier. But yeah, SPVA and Southwest and RPAC, we're always excited to have more high school kids in the communities on our campuses to see what we have and, you know, let them know that we're here to serve them. We are their community's college, and whatever we can do to help their educational goals, we want to be there for it. So I'm just glad that they come through and see what we have to offer.
Reports, you had a quarterly financial report from Vice President Administrative Services, Mike Steele.
Yep, so just looking at where we're at compared to where we budgeted, and so right now our revenues are tracking right on, expenditures are tracking a little bit behind, which is okay, and so at the end of the year we should be at or above where we're supposed to be, so it was a good report. And then my report, had a couple of VPs that were gone for some other reasons. But Mike was there, and again, he had covered a facility improvement plan, give a kind of East Campus update, and the financial services update. I just mentioned to the board, you know, yesterday was the last day for the legislature to introduce new bills, and I think Senator Jacobson this morning on a call said there was almost 600 more bills that were introduced for this short session, so add those to about 550 that were still pending. Last year, you know, you're almost 1,100 bills that they're going to have to deal with, and at the end of the session, they are automatically killed if they're not passed. So not a lot of big things for the community colleges. We're trying to expand some of our career scholarship stuff, clean it up a little bit. The DED was responsible for awarding it. However, we felt that the Coordinating Commission for Post-Secondary Ed is probably a better place for the administration of that, so they're going to do that. We're trying to get dual credit students to be eligible. They were not in the first run. I don't think that was meant to be that way. I think it was an oversight. So we got the language adjusted in the initial bill to make dual credit students eligible for that career scholarship as well. A couple other little tweaks with the processing that we'll have to deal with. But overall, I think we got a couple bills that we're going to monitor. But I don't think there's anything that's right now that's going to really have a significant impact on us.
And that pretty much wrapped up the meeting for the month of January, didn't it?
It did.
Daniel, is there this morning, do you believe? Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Yes, Daniel. Anything going on? I guess some stuff going on as we're kicking back second semester now.
Yeah, just off to a strong start this week with the second semester. So, but just would like to remind everybody that Mid Plains Community College scholarship application is open for the 2024-25 academic year. $1 million worth of funds in academic and program-focused areas is available. For more information, visit our website at mpcc.edu.
So, you know, classes did start, but it's not too late. So if someone just kind of whoops and missed it on their calendar, they can still come in and register. So the sooner the better, just so they don't get too far behind. But you can still enroll for classes this week.
February meeting will be up in North Platte, won't it?
It will be. So it's going to come quick, but it'll be February 21st at the WW Wood, Room 200, and we'll be speaking with you the day after.